Chapter 3. A Plan for Science at the Frontiers. NASA's 2014 strategic plan outlines the following science goals for the agency. Expand the frontiers of knowledge, capability, and opportunity in space. Advance our understanding of our home planet and improve the quality of life. The agency, through SMD, implements its science goals through four broad strategic objectives, each corresponding to a specific science discipline. Understand the Sun and its interactions with Earth and the solar system, including space weather, heliophysics. Advance knowledge of Earth as a system to meet the challenges of environmental change and to improve life on our planet, Earth science. Ascertain the content, origin, and evolution of the solar system and the potential for life elsewhere, planetary science. And discover how the universe works, explore how it began and evolved, and search for life on planets around other stars, astrophysics. NASA SMD science divisions accomplish the agency's science objectives. Building on the NRC decadal surveys and interaction with the NAC and its science committee and subcommittees, each SMD science division has a defined set of science questions and goals upon which to base its research and mission programs. See Chapter 4. Appendix B lists these SMD-generated science goals and correlates them with the agency's overall goals and science strategic objectives, the decadal survey priorities, and the SMD missions. The principles, strategies, and challenges described in this chapter shape SMD's plans for progress in all of its science disciplines. The principles are enduring over long periods and guide SMD activities. The strategies are also long-range in nature but adapt to changing national goals, new scientific understanding and technologies, and evolving agency policies. The challenges span all timeframes, and SMD must continuously look for every opportunity to overcome them. Section 3.1. Principles. SMD's strategic decisions for future missions and scientific pursuits are driven by priorities recommended in the NRC decadal surveys, adjusted to address national needs, and guided by a commitment to preserve a balanced program across the four major science disciplines. The fundamental success criteria for SMD are 1. Progress in answering the SMD science questions, 2. Implementation of the decadal survey priorities, and 3. Responding to direction from the executive branch and Congress. SMD engages the science committee of the NAC and its subcommittees annually to rate scientific progress. In addition, Congress directed the NASA Authorization Act of 2005 that the performance of each division in the NASA Science Mission Directorate shall be reviewed and assessed by the National Academy of Sciences at five-year intervals. In compliance with this directive, the midterm assessment for Earth science was completed in 2012 with a favorable assessment, and the midterm assessments for astrophysics, planetary science, and heliophysics will be released in 2015 to 2017. The NRC anticipates a new decadal survey for Earth science will also be released in 2017 to 2018. In addition to the decadal surveys, programs in the Earth Science Division, or ESD, are also responsive to national priorities. In 2010, NASA responded to the challenge of climate change by issuing an agency plan for a climate-centric architecture that would guide missions and scientific pursuits of SMD's Earth Science Division for fiscal year 11 and beyond. Investment choices are based on scientific merit via peer review and open competition. SMD uses open competition and scientific peer review as the primary means for establishing merit for selection of research and flight projects. SMD solicits individual scientist-led research investigations, primarily via the annual Research Opportunities in Space and Earth Sciences, ROSES, Omnibus NASA Research Announcement, NRA. Amendments to ROSES are issued as needed for new opportunities unanticipated at the time of the ROSES NRA release. For competed space missions, NASA solicits complete scientific investigations involving new space missions via Announcements of Opportunity, AO. For strategic missions, NASA solicits scientific instruments via AOs. Strategic missions are defined based on NRC decadal surveys and national policy direction. NASA also occasionally issues cooperative agreement notices for the establishment of virtual research institutes or for other purposes. Active virtual research institutes include the NASA Astrobiology Institute, NAI, and the NASA Solar System Exploration Research Virtual Institute, SSERVI. Active participation by the research community beyond NASA is critical to success. SMD engages the external science community in the establishment of science priorities, preparation and review of plans to implement these priorities, analysis of requirements and trade studies, conduct of research, and evaluation of program performance. Strategic level science advice on priorities is sought from the community primarily through NRC boards, committees, and studies. Tactical level advice on implementing priorities is sought primarily from the scientific community via the Science Committee of the NAC and its subcommittees. SMD often engages the community through analysis groups that perform technical studies, such as mission architecture analyses, prior to conceptual design. Informal interaction with the science community occurs through meetings of the community's professional societies, such as the American Astronomical Society, the American Meteorological Society, and the American Geophysical Union. Effective international and inter/intra-agency partnerships leverage NASA resources and extend the reach of our science results. International and inter-agency partnerships have long been a means to leverage SMD resources to accomplish shared science objectives. Over half of SMD's space missions involve co-investigating partners. These partnerships range from provision of science instruments, spacecraft buses, and launch vehicles, to data-sharing arrangements. NASA holds regular bilateral meetings with major partners to discuss the full range of current and potential partnerships. For example, NASA and the European Space Agency, ESA, are actively engaged in dialogue about cooperation on future space missions, operations and data management, planetary protection, and calibration validation activities in support of current and future satellite missions. NASA partners with other federal agencies, as well as with state and regional organizations, to enable satellite observations and research to improve the tools used by these organizations to advance scientific understanding and deliver essential services to the nation. These services include weather forecasting, wildfire management, coastal zone management, agricultural crop yield forecasting, air quality assessment, near-Earth object, NEO, tracking, and space weather monitoring. Additionally, SMD partners with NASA to collectively meet complementary goals across mission directorates. For example, SMD partnered with the Human Exploration and Operations Mission Directorate, HEOMD, to measure the radiation environment from the spacecraft of the Mars Science Laboratory mission during its cruise to Mars, data that is mutually beneficial to both NASA directorates as they plan for future human and robotic deep space exploration. SMD has also partnered with the Space Technology Mission Directorate on coronagraph technology for future space telescopes. Additional major partnerships are identified in the Science Division's specific sections of Chapter 4. A balanced portfolio of space missions and mission-enabling programs sustains progress toward NASA's science goals. Sustained progress requires particular attention to a balanced science portfolio including basic research, modeling programs, technology development, missions, mission data analysis, and data and information systems. An NRC report, an enabling foundation for NASA's Earth and Space Science missions, highlighted the importance of mission-enabling programs in meeting NASA's science goals. At NASA, space missions represent the largest area of investment. In accordance with NASA procedural requirement 7120.5E, NASA spaceflight program and project management requirements, missions are grouped into distinct categories based on cost, the inclusion of radioactive material for human or robotic spaceflight, the importance of the mission to NASA, the extent of international participation, the uncertainty of new or untested technologies, and mission risk classification. Category 1 missions have a life cycle cost, LCC, that exceeds $1 billion, offer high value, broad, and long-range science return, and use the scientific, engineering, and project management expertise resident at NASA centers and academic and industrial partners. They also provide substantial opportunities for international partnerships. Category 2 missions have an LCC of $250 million to $1 billion, and Category 3 missions have an LCC of less than $250 million. Both Category 2 and 3 missions provide opportunities to broaden our research portfolio, to engage universities and other research institutions in mission development, and to ensure scientific vitality and competition. Appendix C identifies the categories for each SMD program's strategic mission line. Suborbital programs, comprising sounding rockets, balloons, and aircraft, provide complementary observations, opportunities for innovative instrument demonstration, and a means for workforce development, as highlighted by the NRC in its report, Revitalizing NASA's Suborbital Program, Advancing Science, Driving Innovation, and Developing a Workforce. Each SMD science division balances its portfolio based on myriad factors, including, for instance, that division's requirements in the President's budget request and priorities outlined in the decadal surveys. The goals and mission sets of the science divisions are unique and inevitably lead to distinct approaches toward achieving programmatic balance among missions, technology development, and research and analysis. Balance is discussed further in the science division-specific sections of Chapter 4. Appendix D depicts the decision process NASA uses throughout the mission lifecycle to maintain a balanced and effective mission portfolio. The pace of scientific progress is enhanced by rapid, open access to data from science missions. NASA requires that science data from its missions be made available as soon as practical after scientific validation. SMD invests substantially in active archive systems to enable public access to science data via the internet and to preserve data that enables long-term records to be established and improved in climate change, comparative planetology, and other key areas. The NASA mandate includes broad public communication. As a federal agency, NASA has a responsibility to communicate information about its programs and scientific discoveries to the public, and this responsibility is highlighted in NASA's founding legislation. As a research and development agency, NASA seeks to share its scientific discoveries with as broad an audience as possible. In accordance with the guidance and direction established by the National Science and Technology Council, NSTC, Committee on Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Education, COSTEM, and outlined in the Federal Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, STEM Education 5-Year Strategic Plan, NASA implements targeted efforts to reach students in order to promote STEM education, improve science literacy, and inspire and train our future workforce. Accountability, transparent processes, accessible results, and capture of lessons learned are essential features of this federal science enterprise. The nation makes a substantial investment in NASA's science program. Thus, it is incumbent upon SMD to provide a commensurate return on investment, to be accessible to its stakeholders, and to continue to improve based on lessons learned from both successes and failures. NASA reports on its progress through various means, including annual performance reports to Congress, regular meetings of its advisory committees, press releases, town hall meetings, publications in peer-reviewed journals, and frequent posting of developments on its website. SMD's website and the Service and Advice for Research and Analysis, SARA, website, an additional resource for proposal writing, provides portals into SMD's key business processes. Section 3.2. Strategies. Pursue answers to big science questions to which the view from space makes a defining contribution. NASA runs one of the nation's largest science programs, and accordingly, it seeks answers to some of the most profound questions in all of science, as described in Chapter 1. A detailed set of science goals designed to answer those questions is given in Appendix B. Answering these questions requires observations and measurements made in and from space, including direct measurements made from the surface of planets and objects in our solar system, and ultimately the analysis of return samples in Earth-based laboratories. SMD's investments in research and analysis and in technology are focused on laying the foundation for these space-based missions, inventing and using new space-based observing and sampling capabilities, creating the context and capabilities needed to interpret the resulting data, and maximizing the return on investment in the acquisition of those data. SMD's suborbital and ground-based programs are conducted to enable or complement space-based observations and train future mission scientists and engineers. Sustained Earth observations using mature space-based assets are implemented in partnership with the agencies requiring those observations. Design and successfully implement programs that accomplish breakthrough science and applications. In NASA, programs comprise a set of projects that together advance science in that program area. Significant tangible societal benefits flow from NASA research in heliophysics, earth science, and other disciplines. Accomplishing breakthrough science with innovative space missions requires effective management of a program portfolio and includes measuring mission success by accomplishment of top-level science requirements, establishing a budget for each new mission that matches a probable lifecycle cost defined by engineering studies and independent cost estimates, providing budget projections and mission concept cost ranges as basic input to NRC committees formulating decadal surveys, obtaining tactical-level community advice on portfolio adjustments via the NAC Science Committee and its subcommittees, implementing effective partnerships, international, interagency, academic, and others, to help leverage NASA resources and extend scientific results where applicable, using special peer review panels of senior scientists to determine the scientific value of continued operation of existing missions beyond their prime mission lifetimes. Partner with other nations' space agencies to pursue common goals. Both long-standing and newly spacefaring nations have scientific interests similar to ours, which can be collaboratively pursued through basic research, suborbital campaigns, and competed or strategic missions. As missions become more ambitious and complex, progressing from flybys to orbiters, to landers and rovers, to future sample return missions exploring other bodies in our solar system, e.g. the moon, asteroids, and comets, the cost of implementing them stresses the resources of any one nation. NASA has partnered with ESA and the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA, successfully on numerous Earth and space science missions, and NASA continues to form additional partnerships with other countries. For strategic reasons, international collaboration between agencies is based on an alignment of NASA's and its partners' science priorities, capabilities, and resources. For competed missions, international collaboration is based on scientist-to-scientist collaboration in formulating proposed investigations. Commit to implementing missions only after focused development has matured required technologies. Commit to implementing missions only after focused development has matured required technologies. Technology development programs are essential for expanding the reach of future scientific missions. In fact, progress in scientific understanding typically requires advancement in measurement or platform capabilities. A balanced science program will proactively identify potential technologies, conduct trade studies and assess development of risks, and invest in new technologies well in advance of mission implementation. Investments in science-driven technologies then become available to proposers of new instruments and mission concepts throughout the science program. Share the story, the science, and the adventure of NASA missions and research to engage the public in scientific exploration and contribute to improving science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, education nationwide. NASA's science is unique among federal agencies. It inspires and engages students and people of all ages to learn about new science discoveries and to acquire new skills in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. SMD is building strategic educational and public outreach partnerships to enhance the nation's STEM education, as described in the Federal STEM Education 5-Year Strategic Plan. Section 3.3, Challenges. This section discusses the challenges that SMD faces in carrying out its science plan according to the principles and strategies outlined earlier. First, the challenges that the agency outlined in its 2010 Science Plan for NASA's Science Mission Directorate are updated to reflect progress the SMD has made in addressing these challenges: access to space, mission cost estimation and management, technology development and demonstration, and impediments to international collaboration on space missions. Following these challenges are new issues for 2014 to 2018: protecting the planet while advancing science, national science and technology workforce development, long-term program planning, and unrealized expectations. Access to space. SMD relies on commercial expendable launch vehicles, ELVs, acquired for SMD by the Human Exploration and Operations Mission Directorate to launch its science missions into space. In the past few years, access to space has been hindered by the failure, discontinuation, or cost of launch vehicles. For SMD small payload class missions, the small class launch vehicles on contract to NASA are the Orbital Sciences Corporation, OSC, Pegasus XL and Taurus XL, and the Lockheed Martin Space Systems Company, LMSSC, Athena 1C. The Pegasus XL has had a successful launch history. The Taurus XL has higher lift performance capability than the Pegasus XL, but experienced two successive launch failures for SMD Earth Science missions. The first in 2009 for the Orbiting Carbon Observatory, OCO, mission, and the second in 2011 for the GLORY mission. The Athena 1C has not yet flown and remains ineligible to compete for the launch of an individual NASA payload. For decades, the predominant medium-class launch vehicle utilized by SMD has been the Delta II launch vehicle. As of 2014, one Delta II launch vehicle remains available for acquisition by NASA. Currently, the medium-class launch vehicles on contract to NASA are the OSC Antares 120-130 series, the Space Exploration Technologies, SpaceX, Falcon 9, and the LMSSC Athena 2C. Certification activities for the Falcon 9 version 1.1 are underway to support the JSON-3 mission, which is scheduled for launch in March 2015. The Antares 120 successfully completed its first flight in January 2014 and is now eligible to compete for the launch of an individual NASA payload. Neither the Antares 130 nor Athena 2C has yet flown, and both remain ineligible to compete for the launch of a NASA payload. For SMD large payload class missions, the Atlas V has had a successful launch history, albeit at a premium cost, principally due to the fact that it was the only certified launch vehicle on contract for large payload class missions. In addition, the Atlas V manifest is congested due to competition for launch slots among the civil and military communities. In addition to medium class missions, the Falcon 9 version 1.1 is also capable of providing Atlas V-like performance for payloads going to low Earth orbit and is expected to be comparable to the smallest Atlas V in performance for some planetary missions and geosynchronous transfer orbit missions. Once the Falcon 9 version 1.1 is certified, it is envisioned that competition between the intermediate class launch vehicles should assist in lowering cost and may help reduce manifest congestion in the Atlas V fleet. As an alternative to contracting for launch vehicles, NASA is exploring opportunities to fly instruments as hosted payloads on commercial satellites to reduce launch costs. This paradigm is similar to ride-sharing or co-manifesting, but instead of sharing a launch vehicle, the instruments share a satellite bus. Mission cost estimation and management. SMD continues to develop and implement the cutting-edge technologies necessary to advance exciting scientific discoveries. However, more precise mirrors, advanced power systems, probes, and satellites that can withstand hostile environments, and observatories that can be sustained for decades are inherently complex, so cost and schedule risks are inevitable. In an increasingly constrained fiscal environment, it is becoming even more important to execute SMD's missions on time and within budget. In the 2010 Science Plan for NASA's Science Mission Directorate, SMD outlined the agency's efforts to revise and implement new policies to constrain mission costs and meet schedule goals. These steps include establishing mission lifecycle budgets at the 70% confidence level, obtaining multiple independently generated internal and external cost estimates, reviewing projects at multiple formal key decision points that function as gates to the next stage of development, as required by the NASA Authorization Act of 2005, preparing a report to Congress on any project expected to exceed 15% cost growth or delay its launch date milestone by more than 6 months from its baseline, identifying corrective actions, their costs, and any alternatives. Additionally, NASA requires that cost estimates of mission concepts submitted by NASA centers to NRC decadal survey committees be reviewed by an independent team of cost/schedule estimators and approved by the SMD Science Division Director. By following these steps over the last 3 years, NASA has launched several missions either under or within their cost and schedule baselines, demonstrating progress in improving the agency's mission cost estimation and management tools. See Figure 3.1. Figure 3.1 is titled Recent Cost Performance, and the caption says, SMD missions that excelled in managing cost and schedule. It's a bar chart that shows original cost versus actual cost for 6 missions in planetary, heliophysics, and earth science, and all of the depicted missions have very close to or under the original cost as their actual cost. This record of cost and schedule performance for SMD is historically unprecedented. The Van Allen probes, formerly known as the Radiation Belt Storm Probes, RBSP, Juno, Gravity Recovery and Interior Laboratory, GRAIL, Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution, MAVEN, mission, and Landsat Data Continuity Mission, LDCM, /Landsat 8, did not require a rebaseline at any point during implementation and were below the budget level originally promised. For some of the missions that exceeded original forecasts, e.g., Interface Region Imaging Spectrograph, IRIS, cost overruns were small, within 5% deviation, with minimal to no slip in the launch readiness date. However, as the U.S. Government Accountability Office, GAO, 2013 High-Risk Series Update Report, notes, it may take several years to assess the effectiveness of NASA's enhanced cost estimating practices. And therefore, SMD will continue to rigorously maintain these practices and take additional steps to improve schedule and cost performance, particularly for large strategic missions like the Mars 2020 rover and the Solar Probe Plus mission. These additional steps include ensuring that cost and schedule performance for all missions, regardless of mission size and scope, remain consistent with baseline commitments in order to maintain the overall balance of SMD's portfolio. Although SMD has rigorously monitored its cost and schedule estimates over the last several years, the innovative nature of most space research missions and rising expendable launch vehicle ELV prices continue to cause the directorate to experience overruns. For example, an astrophysics project, the Gravity and Extreme Magnetism Small Explorer, GEMS, was not confirmed to proceed to the implementation phase. The decision not to proceed was made after an independent cost assessment found that there was a 50% chance the project would overrun by 20 to 30%. The James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, and the Mars Science Laboratory, MSL, are two other examples of missions that significantly overran projected cost and schedule estimates. An agency priority, JWST was rebaselined in 2011 utilizing the new cost and schedule policies mentioned above, and continues to meet its cost and schedule commitments for a launch in 2018. MSL launched in November 2011, with the Curiosity rover successfully landing on Mars in August 2012. Since implementation of these efforts to control cost and schedule estimates, NASA has experienced significantly fewer cost and schedule overruns overall. One impact of the policy of budgeting at the 70% confidence level, however, has been to reduce the number of new mission starts. When missions do overrun, SMD endeavors to confine the impacts to the program in which that mission resides. Where that is not possible, SMD explores options such as reducing scope or canceling the mission. When considering options for resolution, SMD takes into account cost, risk, and the advice of the scientific community as obtained through the NAC Science Committee and its subcommittees. Technology development and demonstration. Organizations managing complex, near-term development efforts perennially struggle to sustain investments in future capabilities. SMD has implemented technology programs in its science divisions, but in tight budgetary times, the organization finds it challenging to focus on technology developments needed to enable specific missions. NASA created the Space Technology Mission Directorate, STMD, in 2013 to develop space technologies needed by SMD and HEOMD, and to invest in strategic technologies potentially needed in the future. To continue to advance technology needed for its planned missions, SMD is collaborating and partnering with STMD across the full range of its 9 technology programs, see Table 6.1 in Chapter 6. Consultation and collaboration with STMD span all phases of technology development, and include activities such as identifying new opportunities, developing specific solicitations, partnering to co-fund technology developments, and reviewing and evaluating ongoing developments with a view toward technology infusion. Impediments to international collaboration on space missions. In 1999, Congress redefined civilian spacecraft as, quote, defense articles, and transferred all aspects of controlling the export of information regarding their design, manufacture, and operation from the Department of Commerce Export Administration Regulations, EAR, to the State Department's more restrictive International Traffic in Arms Regulations, ITAR. This change introduced a variety of serious legal and administrative complications into the conduct of international cooperative projects involving scientific spacecraft. By impeding the transfer of information on the design, fabrication, assembly, and operation of NASA spacecraft and instruments to foreign colleagues and foreign students and researchers at U.S. universities, ITAR impacts NASA's ability to work with foreign space agencies and hampers the university's collaborative environment, which depends upon the open exchange of information and ideas among students and faculty. ITAR requires that individual technical assistance agreements, TAAs, be established between the U.S. and each foreign entity working on a NASA program. For example, JWST has 210 individual TAAs in place, each approved by the State Department. The executive and legislative branches worked collaboratively to overturn the 1999 statute with passage of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2013, a prerequisite to considering any regulatory changes. the executive branch is publishing interim final state and commerce regulations that resolve some of these concerns, particularly with regard to the scope of controlled ITAR activities. The issue of differentiating between scientific spacecraft and weapons, both of which rely on identical technology, is under further study as part of the interim final regulations. The executive branch's goal is to publish revised regulations in 2014 that further address these concerns. Protecting the planet while advancing science. SMD's scientific research not only advances our understanding of the Earth and space, but the knowledge it generates informs the nation's decision-makers, first responders, and communities by providing observations and predictions on climate and extreme weather, space weather, and potentially hazardous near-Earth objects, NEOs. Many instruments and spacecraft platforms are beyond their prime design lifetimes, but are providing needed long-term measurements. Many space system assets that were originally designed to address research objectives are now being repurposed to gather measurements for operational use by NASA's interagency and international partners, or to detect NEOs. Taking into consideration these challenges, the following details some of the activities we are engaging in to meet societal needs. Climate and sustained land imaging. Studying the Earth as a system is essential to understand the causes and consequences of climate change and other global environmental concerns. NASA's Earth science programs evolve from an interdisciplinary view of the Earth, exploring the interaction among the atmosphere, oceans, ice sheets, land surface interior, and life itself. This approach enables scientists to measure the global effects of climate change and to inform decisions by governments, organizations, and people in the U.S. and around the world. The fiscal year 14 budget transfers responsibility for the sustained climate measurements of solar radiation, global ozone profiles, and Earth radiation balance from NOAA to NASA's Earth Science Division, starting in the 2020 timeframe. In addition, the fiscal year 14 budget initiates a new NASA project for the development of a sustained national system for global land imaging to be developed in collaboration with USGS. These sustained global Earth observations are needed to monitor and study the Earth's climate system, land use, and land cover change, as well as to monitor the impact of weather and extreme weather events, such as heat waves, cold waves, precipitation patterns, floods, droughts, and the intensity and distribution of tropical cyclones and tornadoes. Looking forward, under a likely scenario in which budgets remain relatively flat, maintaining a balance between providing the necessary uninterrupted climate measurements and developing new Earth system science missions at the pace recommended in the Decadal Survey will be difficult. Furthermore, the need to establish an implementation strategy for the climate measurements and land imaging is critical to preventing a data gap in the long-term datasets for each. Space weather. Space weather refers to variable conditions on the sun, in the solar wind, and in the near-space environment that can create risks for humans in space and cause disruption to electric power distribution and satellite operations, communications, and navigation. Heliophysics research provides a foundation to predict space weather events, mitigate the hazards posed to assets both in space and on the ground, and understand space weather impacts throughout the solar system. To meet national and societal space weather needs, NASA coordinates its space weather activities with several interagency and international partners, including NOAA, which is responsible for delivering operational space weather products and services to the nation. NASA's aging fleet of heliophysics spacecraft provide observations of solar and geophysical events that are incorporated into operational space weather forecasts and satellite anomaly assessments for national use. Specifically, space weather data from heliophysics spacecraft are provided either through direct broadcast from satellites or processed in near real time and made accessible via the internet. NASA also provides information for safe and efficient operation of its robotic and human missions, including situational awareness alerts and forecasts for NASA assets throughout the solar system. With the launch of the Deep Space Climate Observatory, Discover, mission in 2015, the risk of losing the capability to conduct space weather measurements will be reduced. Other relevant NASA activities include pioneering new mission and instrument capabilities and improving space weather prediction algorithms and models. Near-Earth objects. Planetary science research programs and missions help advance our understanding of the formation of planetary bodies, the chemical and physical history of the solar system, and conditions that are capable of sustaining life. In addition, NASA's investments in planetary science protect the Earth by identifying and characterizing celestial bodies and environments that may pose threats to our planet. In the future, NASA will conduct a bold new mission to redirect an asteroid to a stable lunar orbit, where astronauts will explore it to increase our understanding of NEOs and the resources they will provide for future human exploration beyond low Earth orbit, LEO. NASA leads the world in the detection and characterization of NEOs and provides support for the ground-based observatories that are responsible for the discovery of about 98% of all known NEOs. NASA has also conducted robotic missions to study asteroids and comets. NASA uses radar techniques to better characterize the orbits, shapes, and sizes of observable NEOs, and funds research activities to better understand their composition and nature. NASA also funds the key reporting and dissemination infrastructure that allows for worldwide follow-up observations of NEOs, as well as related research activities, including the dissemination of information about NEOs to the larger scientific and engineering community. Consistent with the President's National Space Policy, NASA continues to collaborate with the Department of Defense and other government agencies on planning and exercises for responding to future hazardous NEOs. National Science and Technology Workforce Development. Advances in science and technology are drivers for the nation's economic growth, leadership, and security. Enhancing the nation's research and development portfolio and maintaining its scientific capacity are essential if the U.S. is to maintain its competitiveness in the face of rapidly increasing international competition in high-tech industries. Continuing to support the entire scientific knowledge pipeline, from grade school to postdoctoral programs, to opportunities for early career scientists, will lead to a strong scientific workforce. SMD research, technology, and flight projects attract and train future science and technical workers at the undergraduate, graduate, and postdoctoral levels. These projects allow students and researchers to gain invaluable NASA science program work experience. The suborbital and small satellite programs, airplanes, sounding rockets, balloons, CubeSats, and future commercial suborbital platforms, and principal investigator-led missions enable students to participate in the entire life cycle of a science mission, from design and construction to flight and data analysis. These hands-on opportunities provide experiences in problem-solving and increase understanding of the systems engineering that is the underpinning of success within the broader scientific community. Specific programs, such as the NASA Postdoctoral Program, NASA Earth and Space Science Fellowship Program, and other early career programs, e.g. Early Career Fellowships, New Investigator Program in Earth Science, Roman Technology Fellowship Program, Hands-on Project Experience Program, and Student Airborne Research Program, ensure the continued training and nurturing of a highly qualified workforce. However, inadequate support for technical workforce development programs challenges the nation's ability to maintain the scientific capacity needed to drive innovation and economic growth in the future. Long-term program planning. Establishment of long-term priorities and future program planning are essential for success in Earth and space science research, but are compromised by the lack of stable, long-term budget guidance that aligns with the timescales of space research missions and that is sufficient to fund a well-balanced portfolio. Long-term, continuous science measurements are essential for understanding how the Earth behaves as a system and the implications of the Sun's activity on Earth and on human and robotic explorers. Many of NASA's Earth Science and Heliophysics on-orbit spacecraft have outlived their original design lives, which threatens NASA's ability to continue delivering these valuable science datasets in the future. These long-lived spacecraft include the Advanced Composition Explorer, ACE, Solar Terrestrial Relations Observatory, STEREO, Solar and Heliospheric Observatory, SOHO, and the Thermosphere, Ionosphere, Mesosphere, Energetics and Dynamics, TIMED, mission, which supply heliophysics science data, Terra Aqua Aura, the Solar Radiation and Climate Experiment, SOURCE, the Earth Observing 1, EO-1, mission, Tropical Rainfall Measuring Mission, TRMM, and the Gravity Recovery and Climate Experiment, GRACE, which supply Earth science data, and many others that are operating beyond their prime mission lifetimes. Although these assets are accurately making essential science measurements, there is an increasing risk that if they malfunction prior to the launch of follow-on spacecraft, valuable data will be lost and NASA's ability to maintain a long-term, continuous data record in key science areas will be inhibited. Furthermore, with the current and anticipated constrained budget, trade-offs may need to be made across the various science research areas, potentially impacting the balance of programs and the opportunity to develop the workforce, especially early career scientists. Unrealized expectations. The budgetary environment has evolved since the release of the decadal surveys, and is very different from that assumed when the NRC formulated the survey recommendations. the overall budget level available to implement decadal survey recommendations, particularly future funding for new missions, is significantly reduced from that assumed in the decadal surveys. At the same time, the cost of doing business continues to rise with inflation, while the budget likely will experience limited growth, widening the gap even further between science community expectations for future missions and available resources. Appendix A identifies the status of the flight programs and missions that are included in the FY 2014 budget, approved by Congress for SMD, and that respond to decadal survey recommendations and other national priorities. This is the end of Chapter 3.